Earlier this year, Students for Fair Admission won a Supreme Court ban on affirmative action programs in higher education. Now, the conservative group is suing West Point to eliminate all racial considerations in the Service Academy's admissions program. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
In its opinion last June, the Supreme Court declined to extend its ban on affirmative action to the service academies, at least for now. The court said that the special considerations raised by the military had never been addressed by the lower courts. The military has long maintained that the nation's security depends on having a diverse officer corps that is ready to lead an increasingly diverse fighting force. It learned that lesson the hard way during the Vietnam War, when racial tensions caused serious problems between the overwhelmingly white officer corps and the significantly minority enlisted men. In recent decades, the service academies have aggressively addressed that problem by considering race along with other qualities when determining who to admit to the service academies. Now, however, Students for Fair Admission, the same group that successfully sued Harvard and the University of North Carolina, has West Point and the other service academies in its sights. In its lawsuit filed today, it asserts that in recent decades, West Point has abandoned its tradition of merit-based admissions in favor of a system that it claims is, quote, focused on race. West Point has no justification for using race-based admissions, the group asserts, adding that the academy is, quote, not exempt from the Constitution. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.